sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are live and in living color, and believe it or not, we're also on Facebook.
Ooh, yeah. Live.
I figured I'd go Facebook here for a couple minutes before I shave this thing off my face.
What's going on with that? Just feel a little cabin fever, a little
laziness,
quarantine lifestyle?
Honestly, just laziness. You're the only one that really sees me.
It's true.
You know, so you've got that ridiculous thing that crawled on the top of your head and died. That's awful.
It's back.
We made a deal.
Well, we did. But I had to bring it back for the people, man.
No.
This is the people in Mohawk.
We made a deal.
People's elbow, people Mohawk.
And when a deal is made, you should be a man of your word.
Well, what? Like
forever.
I had to bring it back.
Well, you better get rid of it really
quick. Time. The world needs a leader. It needs generals to step up.
All right. So if you're on Facebook, jump on Tantalk1340.com, Knockout Radio. It'll be up on all the other sites later. I haven't been sending it to MMA Weekly because I've just been lazy. Big story.
Okay.
But before I do, here's a couple things I need to vent.
Okay, what do you got?
I blew it. I put the headphone thing in the wrong
jack again.
It's
a new board.
But I caught it in time.
It's a new board similar to the old board.
A big shout out to Hobson Gracie.
Oh, we got the name right.
It's my boy.
Finally.
It's my boy.
Not Robson this time?
It's not Robson. It'll never be Robson again. It was my fault. Let's see. Toomey's checking in on Facebook from California.
All right.
Grossman from...
The O-H.
The O-H.
The right. O-H-I-O.
Risley Sutker is on. Your boy, Steve Lanay.
Steve O-H.
I think to equal everything out, Steve Lanay needs to come here and punch you in the face.
Why?
Because I think it's due.
Did you see? I think he was like in a downspout or something the other day.
It was crazy.
Some kind of crazy weather storm.
You know what else is crazy?
The coronavirus. 249 moving to Florida.
If everybody stays healthy, the Buccaneers are going to win the Super Bowl.
What? Signing Gronkowski.
Oh, my gosh.
Your boy.
It's kind of cool. And have you seen some of these videos? Have you guys seen some of the videos that Brady's been putting out?
Yeah.
The one where they were like walking through, I think it looked like an airport.
Right.
You know, and he was doing all these goo-goo eyes
and
stuff.
That's the bad boys for life. Like, we ain't going nowhere.
Now, something that was disturbing. Gronk responded on TMZ.
Okay.
Did you hear about this one?
No.
To something Brady said about things that happened in a locker room.
Okay.
And I wished he wouldn't have done
some antics? Like, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room?
Well, he talked about it.
Okay.
You know, he talked about parts of Gronkowski that were impressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's not appropriate.
Yeah, I should have stayed off.
But is that how like the locker rooms work in professional sports? Like, isn't that sacred ground for them? Like to build team camaraderie and.
Well, no, I'm going to say no because some of us media get to go.
Well, I knew that, but
I'm saying
is there another layer of it though?
Oh yeah,
is there like
behind doors?
This is the media part, and then hey, this is like where the boys get together, and whatever happens here, no one knows about.
Yeah, unless you're a Los Angeles Laker, and then you tape it and put it out to, you know, the general public, so that fiancés getting fist fights and. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to say that the locker room, the clubhouse, you know, all that kind of stuff, when media is allowed to come in, is sacred, because as we all know, you can't trust really anybody.
Sure.
So, and the Laker proved that you can't trust teammates. So how are you going to trust people you don't really even know?
Right. Right.
It
changes that dynamic of that closeness, right? That bond. I mean, like, isn't everyone afraid of someone having a camera or recorder on their possession at all times?
Say it again. I was talking to Grossman.
We're alive on the air.
Oh, sorry.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live.
What'd you say?
I'm just saying, like, is the camaraderie of these teams, is it different nowadays in today's current sports leagues than it used to be, where that brotherhood was like such a sacred bond and they trust each other? But now People are afraid of a camera, afraid of being recorded secretly.
Well, but again, it's different. It's the team still trust each other. The players still trust each other until they're proven not to. But like I remember back in the day, vividly, I went to one of the players about coming to the show, and he said, sure. And then he told everybody in the locker room he wasn't coming.
Huh.
Now, fortunate for me, I had more friends in the locker room than he did.
Right.
You know, and I got phone calls and, hey, do you want me to come? Do you want me to, I've got your back and all that kind of stuff. But,
sure.
But it is different because there is so many media people, you know, media people that steal Tom Brady's jersey, you know, at the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Media. I remember a guy that was alleged media, and you know, Ed may even remember this back in the day, that was going into spring training games and stealing bats. And he would stick it like in his pant leg and he would like limp out as he was stealing bats and stuff. So the problem is when you can't trust one, you really can't trust any.
Sure.
Because you don't know who you can trust and who you can't watch or trust, you know, and that is a problem. So, but I'm anticipating the Buccaneer practices to not change that much. Okay. You know, everybody seems to think, oh, it's now going to be a great big party. Bruce Arians is the guy that came down, and one of the first things he did was take music away.
Yeah, how do you take music away?
Because it's work. It's a work thing. You don't run, I would imagine, you don't run music here at Torta Pizza for Joe and your employees.
Right.
You run it for the customers.
Of course.
Well, there are no customers at practice. You know, this is work time. And I kind of like that. You know, it's not goof-off time. It's let's get work done. Let's get as much work done as possible. And, you know, there's play time. And, you know, a lot of those games that used to be in the locker room before Bruce Arians, the ping pong table, I didn't see many guys shooting hoops where when we would come in, you know, they would do all these other games. Now it's their downtime, so they should be able to. And we don't know what happens in the back room, but it's work. But there is, back to your original whatever, you know, that whole team thing is in the back.
And realistically, are they really going to get to the Super Bowl? I mean, because I can remember.
I think so.
I remember a LeBron James who went down to South Beach and brought his talents, and it was supposed to be a dynasty from day one.
Right.
And it took him a couple seasons to gel before they actually won a championship.
Right.
Like, is that not the same here? And does Brady still have time left?
He has time to do it this year. He has time to do it next year.
It doesn't take time to build a team, like a football team. It's not five guys on a basketball court where one guy can dominate a game.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and we'll have to wait and see. You know, it's all about route running. You know, does Tom put the ball where it needs to be put, which he's normally known to do.
Right.
Now that he has Gronk there, so he has that, you know, security blanket as well. Anybody that's listening to this program, anybody that's online that's listening, I'm not a homer. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always said when I get done and I'm not doing this anymore, I'm not going to watch.
Right.
This is what I do for a living. I've gotten to know guys. I'm not a homer. When they lose, they lose. When they win, they win. I think they're going to win a lot.
Okay.
I truly do.
Did you just say eight and eight? Maybe that's a lot for them.
Can I get that bet right now from you or in Vegas?
What do you want? 8-8?
I'll go over 8-8.
Yeah, that's. I think they win.
I'll put zeros at the end of a number.
Oh, yeah?
on that bet.
We'll talk. I mean, hopefully you're better at betting than you are stock market.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not. No.
I got some hot tips. I got hot tips coming in.
No, we don't do that, Martha.
Oh, well, Martha was at the Super Bowl. She was
the Super Bowl.
She's a sweetheart. Still got all kinds of street cred.
But you didn't get to talk to her. I thought she blew you off.
I talked to her. She wouldn't take a photo with me.
Yeah, well then.
So I couldn't prove that I talked to her, but I talked to her.
Right. So wherever we were, I just kind of lost. But I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm not a homer.
Anybody what are they that, winning? What are,
hold on record? A second. Here's right now, on paper, they have the best receiving corps in the history of the NFL.
The history?
History.
Who do they got? Evans.
Go ahead.
Gronkowski now.
Okay. Godwin.
Godwin.
So you have arguably two top tens.
Of Mike all Evans. Time or just,
no, I'm just saying now. This
okay.
season, last season.
Okay.
You take those two wide receivers. You take Gronkowski. You take.
But without a line.
Brate. I didn't say line.
Got to have a line.
I didn't say line. How's I just line said receivers. I think they're going to do okay.
Yeah.
I think they're going to address, you know, line in the draft tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's the draft.
Tomorrow's the
draft. I was supposed to be in Vegas.
Already? The draft's already tomorrow?
It is tomorrow. I really didn't set up who's on the show. So at the bottom of the hour, we're going to, and I have a dilemma here because I've said John Jones is the GOAT. I've always said that.
Always said
that. I have always said that.
That's your boy.
Now, John Jones is the GOAT. I thought he lost to Dominic Reyes.
And?
No, I'm just saying I thought he did. Okay. I thought he lost to Dominic Reyes.
Right.
The three judges didn't. So my dilemma is, and this just hit me the other day, if I thought he lost, does that affect GOAT status, pound-for-pound status, or because the judges said he did win, do I throw that out? Now, with that said, this is my opinion.
Okay.
So wins, losses, all that stuff shouldn't matter. So my question is to you and to our guest at the bottom of the hour, Dominic Reyes, what do I think? Where do I go? What do I do?
I'll tell you what he thinks.
I don't know what he thinks. That's why I'm going to ask
him. He thinks he won. He thinks he beat John Jones.
No, I understand he thinks he beat him, and I thought he beat him too.
I did as well.
But where does that – it's just in a dilemma.
Well, I mean, if a GOAT loses towards the end of his career to an up-and-coming star
– can you grab my reindeer and just hook them up so that they don't get away?
Yes, Santa.
I'm just saying.
Who called you Santa Claus?
Ed.
I thought you were going for the Easter Bunny job at the mall. And then they shut the malls down.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm going to have a whole bunch of kids coming up and saying, Santa, this is what I want for Easter.
But I mean, if you beat a GOAT at the end of his career, like if Tom Brady has a terrible season this year,
right,
it doesn't change his GOAT status from when he was dominant during his era.
Well, hold on a second. The GOAT changes it can change on a regular basis.
If John Jones goes and catches a bad right hand and just goes down in his next fight against whoever, Reyes or Blachowicz, whoever he fights next, you know, it doesn't change the status of being the GOAT, right? Like the dominant guy. Unless there's a new guy up and coming that beats his records, has a longer run, has a more impressive victories or what have you, become like the Anderson Silva, if not. Because Anderson Silva was once the GOAT, but then John Jones comes along and dominates longer and better and
beat better people.
Right. So eventually there will be somebody come along, but just because he loses his one next fight or what fight comes up.
And I just need to address, Ed says, to pull that look off that you have to color or whatever the beard. I did.
Oh, you colored it?
I colored it. I thought it would be cool to look like Santa. You don't look like Santa with a beard like you.
You should get a volleyball, walk around and say you're Tom Hanks.
Or Wilson.
Maybe that's where the corona came from. From Wilson.
From Wilson? You think Wilson brought it?
Wilson gave Tom Hanks the coronavirus.
All right. Also on the program in the second hour for our typical BKFC segment, we'll reach out to Dave Feldman. He said he may have some more info to drop. And then I thought it would be cool. He did the show last year. It's the first time he's ever done the show, Keith McCants. Keith McCants, yeah. A number one draft pick. I believe he was the fourth pick. Hall of Famer picked right before him. Hall of Famer picked right after him.
Didn't you run into him on the street somewhere?
No, Styles did.
Okay. I knew you guys reconnected somehow.
Yep. And so we did the show, and it was really cool. So
awesome.
A 1990 first round, we're going to talk to him about the draft, what's going through players' minds, because I remember vividly before the draft, Keith McCants was a rock star. Keith McCants was massive.
Okay.
And just the buildup and all that kind of stuff. So we will talk to Keith McCants later on in the program.
Speaking of the draft, Dominic Reyes was an undrafted football star, free safety.
Yep.
And so it turned to UFC. So another football player.
He trains UFC.
Turns UFC, my favorite sport, by the way.
It is.
Did you see the UFC fighters in the subway throwing hands down in the Madison Square Garden?
No. Whatever? UFC fighters? MMA fighters?
He's like a guy who trains.
Oh, he trains MMA and he's a UFC fighter.
They got in some fight. The guy tried to walk away. And it was pretty good.
Oh, we're way over. Shocking. So let's hit a break. When we come back, more shenanigans, bottom of the hour. Dominic Reyes, some people believe you're light heavyweight champion of the world.
The king of the lightweight heavyweight
championship. I think that's his Twitter. It's like Undisputed King or Uncrowned King.
Uncrowned King.
Something like that. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. Hey, I'm going to give a pizza away. If you're out and about, come into Torta Pizza, say to Joe, I want to look at Toolbox.
Make sure you're 6 feet away when you say it.
Exactly. And we'll hook you up with a free pizza. And yes, we are broadcasting live from Murray's Corner. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Hey, everybody. Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot, peppery goodness. Add one natural-cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy, crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, so the virus is gone. I'm doing a what if.
Okay, what if?
What if the virus was gone today?
Okay.
Tomorrow, next week, whatever. And Virus Maker reached down and said, all right, Matt, any concert you want to go to?
Oh.
Front row, meet and greet, may even get you on stage.
I'm going Trolls 2.
What?
You haven't seen the Trolls 2 movie? I thought you were quarantined. You haven't watched all the movies?
No.
Trolls?
I'm still not watching movies.
It's all about rock and roll and like the power chords, and they got the symbol to make the strongest power chord and dominate the world.
No idea what you're talking about. Now, what I did watch, I happened to be fumbling through Twitter, and David Wells made some comments about some groups and some people.
Okay.
And I guess there was a TV show, Breaking the Band, which is on, I think it's called Reels.
Okay.
Is the channel.
Okay.
So he was ripping Kiss. Well, I had to go and tape it. Of course, I taped it wrong, so I'll retaping it on Sunday. But they did the Eagles. They've done the Beach Boys. I think Bon Jovi. There's been a couple of them. So I did watch that last night, which was kind of cool.
Wow.
About the Eagles and the breaking of it and what happened. And Glenn Frey was a little out there.
Get familiar with Trolls since you're about to be a grandpa in a few days. So
thinking about doing like a poll or whatever that thing is, squares.
Well, oh yeah, like an office pool kind of thing.
Yeah,
without being around people.
Yeah,
virtual.
And I really don't know how to do it. So if anybody on Facebook or is listening nationwide wants to tell me how to do it,
how to get in, like figure out what day, the weight, don't they do like different ones? Like
yeah, but I'm not going to do weight. That's too difficult. I was just thinking, you know, day and time.
Okay.
And so the closest to whatever would win something.
Yeah, I mean, in a few short days, everything you know, it will go from UFC and sports to animation, Disney Plus, and troll movies.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know how much we're going to get to see her or have her.
Oh, you'll be watching her.
I don't know. They've got a lunatic that lives next door to them. So,
like the Unabomber with the weird beard.
Yeah, we're going to have to beat her down, you know, just to be able to get the granddaughter.
I'll be honest though. Once you start watching the cartoons, they really are written for adults. The kids don't get the inside jokes and like the movie, but they're really well put together, man. They're pretty fun.
All right. Should I get off Facebook?
No, why not?
Keep it alive. Well, there's a few people still on it. But
yeah. Have them ask questions. Say what's up, Grossman.
He had to get back to work. But if there's anybody on there that has a question you want me to throw it at Matt, you know he won't be able to answer it properly. But I have no problems, you know, in asking some questions.
Yeah, I'll submit my answer in crayon.
You probably will.
I'll write it down.
But yeah, baby girl coming here shortly.
Congrats,
not
buddy.
Due until next month.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus, like what, being around the hospital? Like, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a crazy time for all of us. So nothing's routine any longer.
Well, my mom just went in the hospital.
Right.
You know, and got out, luckily.
Sure.
And I was concerned.
Yeah.
You know, I said to the nurse, I said, I have some things I have to get to my mom. Now, can I bring it in or do I need to give it to you? I would rather you say, no, I can't come in. I'd be very happy with that. She goes, well, you can't come in. I said, that's what I wanted to hear.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to go in there.
Sure.
You know,
how do you feel about the states reopening? I mean, like Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, we're about to be next.
I'm torn. You know, I mean, I don't go out and get out anyway. This literally, other than the grocery store, is the only place I've been in a month.
Right.
You know, restaurant, you know, pick up food, whatever.
Anything you miss? Like, is there anything that they took away from you? Like, were you a movie theater guy? Like,
no.
Were you a guy
Come
who
on,
liked?
You know better than that.
Well, I know Sean loves going. I mean, Sean's always at the movie theaters. Like,
I honestly know. There's nothing that I'm missing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm still going crazy.
UFC fights, like live, like Fight Island. Like,
you know, it's one of those things when you don't have it, you miss it, and you don't miss it. You know what I mean?
I don't miss the travel.
I don't miss the travel.
Because the travel was like a lot. You were catching red eyes going from one event to one city on the other side of the country, from 8-Man Strong in Arizona to like UFC fight in Vegas, back to Super Bowl week.
That was back in the day. You know, I would go to Super Bowl. Friday, I'd fly to Vegas for the fight. I'd go to the fight on Saturday, then red eye it back to the Super Bowl. It was fun, and I don't miss it at the same time. Like, if we were quarantined for the rest of our lives, I don't know if it would be awful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, but I want it to go away. I want to get back to our lives. Like, I want to get back to covering sports.
What sport goes back to normalcy once this all, the ban is lifted? What sport goes back to where packed stadiums and people congregate in large groups?
I think it'll all be at the same time.
Really?
You know, seriously. I mean, when it opens.
Okay.
You know, so as soon as they say, yes, fans can go, baseball will be back. You know, soccer will be back.
Will hockey be slower because people think that the virus is killed at 78 degrees or higher? So being in a cold building where they could live longer on surfaces, like, do you think hockey will struggle getting back?
Yeah, you know, very possibly. You know, but then again, there's these lunatics that, you know, I want my freedom. I want to get out. You know, where common sense doesn't, you know, should come in. It's not. You know, they're like, I'm an American. You can't tell me not to do anything. You can't tell me not to get to a concert or whatever. So it's definitely going to be interesting. Not looking forward to, you know, what's coming.
And for 249, this UFC fight on May 9th that they say is going to occur in Florida.
In Florida, yeah.
Is it open to fans? Is it going to be it's a closed event?
Yeah, it'll be closed. Bare Knuckle will be, I believe, the week after in Florida as well. And that'll be no fans and one media person that I know of.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to drive to Jacksonville. I'm going to go.
Can I go?
No.
You need a chauffeur.
No.
What? I can suit okay. up.
All right. You drive and you stay in the parking lot.
But can I wear my gladiator outfit? Because the only way to fight coronavirus is in a suit of armor.
As long as you stay outside.
That's proven.
As long as you stay outside.
Patrol the grounds.
Patrol the grounds.
Gladiator outfit.
Absolutely. All right. Bottom of the hour. Let's hit the break. When we return, Dominic Reyes' brother is a huge Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan.
Alex?
I don't know if it's Alex or his other brother.
Lightweight contender, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dominic coming up. A lot of cool stuff coming up. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
That was another one of the bands, Van Halen, you know, on this TV show. So, excitement, not only in the Tampa Bay area, the Gronkowski press conference coming up within the next hour or so.
Okay.
Should be quite interesting, all the videos that you've seen. Our next guest, I'm extremely excited to have on to talk about many things. I know his brother is a big Buck fan, but we'll find out if Dominic is one as well. Dominic Reyes, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You know, quarantine, we're hanging out, trying to lay low. How about you?
A lot of the same, a lot of personal projects at the house.
You know, stock is down on almost everything except for Home Depot and Lowe's, and you know, because that's where everybody's going and they're doing a lot of projects.
Yeah, there's nothing to do, so might as well do something.
Exactly. Are you doing any, you know, working out, or are you trying to stay, or is it, you know, I don't need to right now, let's just kind of walk away for a couple weeks?
Initially, that's what it was, but as of the last 2 weeks, I've been getting after it, so it's cool, man. Let's back in it.
Let's touch base. Let's go back to, it was Houston, right? That's where I ate that really good turkey leg. flew out from Arizona, came to the fight. First and foremost, I want to compliment you on how you handled. I was there. I was at the press conference. Obviously, you could see it on your face, your team's face, but just how you handled it, I thought it said a lot about your professionalism.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, man.
All right, so my question, I know you saw, you know, that I was going to tweet probably the most difficult question I've ever asked anybody. I think you saw it. Matt, I know you saw this. This didn't really hit me until I texted you, asked you to come on. You said yes, and then it kind of hit me. So I have said for a long time that John Jones is the GOAT. Uh-huh. I also said that you won that fight. But I didn't change after, you know, saying he's no longer the GOAT when I had you winning. Now, obviously, we all know the judges didn't. I did. Help me. You know, I don't know which side you're going to take, but help me decide, what do I do here?
One fight doesn't define us as in our career. I mean, I still think he's, you know, one of the greatest of all time. I was just a better man that night.
We
agree.
Yeah.
We agree.
You know, and Dom, you know me enough that I'm not going to say something that I don't believe. I don't believe. You know, I'm not going to say what other people. But if you can go back and kind of talk us through as you were being interviewed, I know we saw your faces, but what did you see on our faces? Because we looked probably just as shocked as you and your team did.
Yeah, I mean, all the media, everybody, we all had the same. We're all in the same boat there. I'd look at you guys out in the crowd when I was answering questions, and everybody would just be like, yeah, like completely agreeing. And everybody was just kind of like, wow, like what happened? How did this happen? It was all the same question on everybody's face.
So Dom, with the recent off the, outside the octagon, occurrences of John Jones, like if they do strip the belt, are you looking for an interim belt fight? Are you going to wait? Do you want the rematch against Jones next? Like what's next for you?
So I definitely want to fight Jones for a rematch. I mean, that would be the ideal situation for me. But if something happens to, you know, where he gets stripped or something like that, then, you know, I'm the number one guy and obviously not opposed to another title fight.
Interesting. What fights are you looking forward to watching? Not obviously you being in, because we all want that fight to be next. You know, what fights are interesting you, you know, whether it's the, what is it, 239, 249 in Florida, you know, Fantasy Island, whatever's coming up. You know, what interests you?
It was Fight Island. Fantasy Island.
I'm honestly, man, I'm looking forward to just seeing fights again. Yeah, I'm a huge fight fan. And I like seeing people scrap and get in there and show their hearts. So just to have fights back on is going to be huge. And I know everybody on these cards is going to show out, having not been able to perform for so long. So it's exciting.
We were talking about this, you know, when the show first started, and it appears, you know, that the UFC is going to have a fight next month here in Florida. Bare Knuckle is going to have a fight allegedly the following week here in Florida, but no fans. Give me your thoughts on that. And, you know, and I know it's really impossible to anticipate, but what would it be like, you know, to fight in front of three people?
Yeah, that's definitely not something I ever want to do, to be 100% honest with you. I like the lights. I like the show. Like that gives me some of my power. So me personally, I wouldn't want to do that.
Is it something that there's a way to prepare for that? Or is it, you just, you know, if your number's called and you're going to fight the end of next month and nobody's allowed to be there, that you deal with it when it comes? How do you prepare for something like that?
I mean, you just the same way. I mean, when we train, there's not a lot of people in the gym. Really, there's usually not a lot going on. So I guess it would be just like a practice, and you have to be like, all right, I got used to, you know, no hype, except for within me. You know,
would you then, you know, ask, you know, whoever's going to be in the corner, however many people you're allowed to have, that, you know, they're going to need to yell, you know, sweep the leg and the Ric Flair woo and all that kind of stuff that we hear all the time?
Well, that brings up another possible issue. All these fighters that are fighting, they're going to have to speak. Their corners are going to have to speak to them in code because you can hear everything.
Right.
You know, there's no crowd noise to mask the corner instructions. So you better come up with some cool like code words so they're not knowing what you're going to do.
That's interesting. Yeah. You know, I never really thought of it that way. And, you know, is that a benefit or is it a disadvantage? Because now you're trying to pick up a code that you don't even know of, and you're more worried about the code than, you know, your leg kick that's coming.
Yeah. But that's what, you know, camp is for, and getting your mind right and focused and knowing all the commands. And that's what you don't have to think when you're out there. You just go.
Just reflex and you just do what you do.
Absolutely.
Give me the update from you guys talking, you and your family. How excited, when you and I talked the other day, Tom Brady was here, and then yesterday, yeah. This whole thing came down with Gronk. What's going through the Reyes family right now?
Well, my brother was pretty excited, that's for sure. He's talking all kinds of trash. But, you know, it's good for camping. You know, you guys need it down there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they haven't sniffed a playoff in 419 years, so. But the excitement, everything that's going, and then this thing with Gronk and all the videos that Tom Brady's been putting out. And you know, I mentioned this earlier. I'm not a homer.
Did you see the conch?
Yeah, exactly. That, to me, was hilarious. And what I will see, and I don't think Bruce Arians will ever allow it, but I'm sure you're aware that Gronk is the 24/7 WWE champion. So,
oh yeah, he is. I forgot.
I would love to see something happen in the middle of the game, or, you know, he scores a touchdown and everybody jumps on top of him, all trying to get the title, not trying to worry about the touchdown. But, you know, I don't foresee that ever happening at all. But who's
but it would be hilarious.
Are you a Raider?
I have no loyalty to any professional teams.
So what do we need to do? What does your brother need to do to get you to be a loyal Buccaneer fan and, you know, come down to some games?
I mean, I'll come down to some games. I'll go to pretty much any games, but I don't know. I don't put – since my whole deal with the NFL, I don't – I'm not a big NFL fan.
I gotcha. What do you enjoy to do to kind of chill and not – you know, you're not – thinking fights, you're not watching fights. How do you just kind of space out, and what are you watching? What are you doing?
I'm kicking it with my dog, playing video games, watching movies, dirt bike riding. It's a lot of extreme sports, really.
Cool. All right. Well, good stuff. I appreciate your time. I just wanted to get you on for a couple of minutes. We haven't talked since Houston, and I wanted to say it publicly what I thought, you know, of that night.
I do have one question before I let you go, Dominic. You know, right. we've had other you know, fighters on that have come from football as a background. How much of an advantage do you think it gives you with the explosiveness and the training and where you came from on the gridiron to the cage? Like, how much superior do you feel against other opponents?
I honestly, man, I think it's tremendous. I talked about it before the fight, and everybody thought I was crazy. Like, oh, this guy's just, I don't know what, but it's a real thing, you know, a lifetime of athletic experience, a lifetime of, you know, building in that explosiveness and that power, as well as like reactions and film breakdown and nutrition. I mean, there's so much that goes into it that people have like just can't even fathom. So yeah, you know, I think it's a gigantic advantage.
And then take it one step further, Dom, in that how many football teams, whether it's the NFL or the Canadian leagues or college, bring in MMA guys to kind of teach the MMA aspect and the same kind of but different, something you're not used to. So it's, you know, each sport is really helping each. Yeah, definitely good stuff.
It's balance, it's control, and I've been doing both of them you know, pretty much my whole life. So it's pretty cool, man. I'm ahead of the game for sure.
From one step to the next.
Can't wait to see what's next.
When is next? When would you like to, in a perfect world, the virus is gone, everything is good, you know, we're almost back to normal. When would you like to get back in?
I'm thinking mid to late fall, maybe October, September, October.
And arguably, you know, everybody's saying, you know, Khabib, Ferguson could be the biggest, GSP, Khabib. Mm-hmm. I think the rematch with you and John Jones could be one of, if not the biggest fight in MMA history as well.
No doubt.
I agree. This is the fight everybody wants to see, man. It sucks because the fans were cheated, you know. Not just me. The fans, they're like, no, that's not right. I see it with my own eyes. What the heck's going on? You know, you got old ladies, you got little kids, everybody's saying the same thing. So, yeah, I think it would be huge.
Not to dwell on that, but does it make it easier or harder, you know, to deal with, because so many people thought you won, so many fans thought you won, not that any of that's important, you thought you won. So is it harder or easier to deal with this?
It just depends on the day, man. Like, If I'm, like, in a mood where it's like, you know, that might get to me one day, and I'll be like, dang, man, that sucks. I should be champ right now. And then some days, it's like, it is what it is, you know? I got to get better. I got to fight him again. I got to knock him out this time. So it's interesting. I guess it would make it easier because, you know, I got a ridiculous amount of respect from that fight. So, and that's huge.
Awesome. Dom, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you out some more 8-man strong gear for you and your brothers. Yeah. And you know what? I may even stick some Buccaneer stuff in that package as well for you.
Nice.
Dominic, thanks for your time. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon. We're going to put you on hold to get your address.
The uncrowned king.
The uncrowned king right
Dominic
there.
Reyes.
You see him on Twitter.
Man, I can't wait to see that fight come up.
It'll be, like I said, it really could be the biggest fight.
Absolutely.
You know, because of what happened. Because Absolutely. Most people. Because.
And much respect for the way he's handled this and Grace. I mean, what a true champion. He's already got the championship mindset, all right, with or without the crown. Like, so big ups to Dominic Reyes.
We just got to get him to town. We got to get him into a Bucks game. We need to. I'm going to text Chiesa and have Chiesa talk to Dominic, and the two of them need to come to a game.
Between we'll get Tiger Joe, we'll spring him out of jail, and
I don't know who Tiger Joe is.
Yeah, the Tiger King. We got the Tiger King. We got the Uncrowned King. We got the Pizza King.
And we got the Burger King. All right, let's go hit the break so that we can stay on time. A lot of good stuff still to come. That is the uncrowned champ, Dominic Reyes. And as per him, John Jones is still the GOAT then.
Yeah. Well, like I said, not one fight will dictate your legacy. Unless you're Anderson Silva and you lose all of them at the end of your career.
Well, and that's true. But on the same line, it was a close fight. And, you know, I've talked to some people. And I don't remember, you know, I don't remember yesterday. Sure. I believe I had it 3-2. And former co-host Derek Kukulich has always said, it's not a robbery. It's not a this. It's not a that, which is true. It was a close fight.
Sure.
A close fight that I thought Dominic Reyes won. But I'm not going to argue.
Yeah.
So, All right. So then we will keep him as the GOAT for the time being.
The best way to keep the fight out of the judge's hands is to knock
him out. Well, absolutely. And Dana has always said that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live from Torta Pizza. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's, but not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
And you are rocking with Knockout Radio. We're live as we do every Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Welcome back to the show, Randy Harris. It's a big heavy rock coming out of the show, out of the breaks. I like it. So, and thanks to Stream TV, because you know streaming devices are huge right now.
Everything is huge right now.
Trolls 2 movie came out, so you could buy it, and like 2 days later, it was on my stream box. My kids love it. It's the greatest movie.
Was that the boring thing you just tried to show me?
Yes,
yeah, it was awful.
The trailer.
I seriously wanted to poke your eyes out.
When you have a granddaughter in a couple days, you're going to realize that
that's
streaming
not true.
Cartoons and animation will be the greatest thing ever.
I understand that, but. Not right away. I mean, if the baby's born this weekend, the baby's not going to watch TV for a year and a half.
Yeah, true. But you're still going to put it on so they can hear the sounds. You know, like that's when the development is, like when they're like just laying there.
No,
like,
I'm going to put her to work right away. She's going to be out
zone?
There. She's going to, yeah.
Day labor.
She'll be working at Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Tour de Pizza, and selling advertising.
Perfect.
So it's all fitting in.
Sounds good.
But yeah, any day now. Could happen. At any time.
Stream TV, man. Came through with a Rocky V movie. Like, you know, James is on it, man. That's a great guy. I love that guy. You have a movie request, he puts it out there.
Did you see I finally got that poster framed?
Did you?
Yeah.
Congrats.
I did it the cheap route, though.
Okay. What did you do? Go to Walmart?
I went to Walmart. It was very essential.
Sure.
It was an essential purchase.
Essential purchase.
Easter candy was half price.
Okay.
and Easter stuffed animal was 75% off, so okay. I bought that for the baby.
For the gift?
So. You know, for the room.
Right.
So, yeah. So, then I went in and I had to get the poster.
Exciting.
And I took both of my Tommy Morrison autograph posters and framed them together.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Double the fun, double the enjoyment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Until I decide what I'm going to do with the other one.
Hang it here. Put it. I got a spot right there in Murray's corner.
Yeah, the chance of that's not good.
Why not?
Because look at this disaster.
This is a wall of fame. This is a wall of fame.
This is a disaster, this place.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to put something as valuable as Tommy the Gun.
I have my media go-kart fastest lap trophy here.
Oh,
you think
I'm
worried about losing that? That's a relic. You can't replace that. It's a one of a kind.
I bet I'll take it when I leave.
You're going to have to shove me into the corner four like Mayor Christman did. Try to take my trophy. Are you taking my trophy?
And Bay News 9 tried to run me off the...
Yeah, they did run you off the course.
They didn't just run me off the course. They were trying to run me off the airport.
What's the most valuable thing you own? Like memorial?
First of all, it's none of your business.
No, memorial-wise. Like a sports memorabilia, trading card, a jersey, a hockey stick. Like, what's your most prized possession?
I'm going to stick with it's none of your business.
I mean, I'm not in your house. I'm just saying, like, in your vault, in your, like, storage unit. The underground bunker, as you call.
I literally have three storage units.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
You know, like, your most prized possession. You don't have one that's, like, a shrine. Like, if I lose this, I'll be devastated. If I lose, like, I know Macho Man Randy Savage robe. You gave on to an auction or charity, so
that's my biggest regret.
Is it?
Yes.
Your biggest regret?
I think that's the biggest regret of all the things charitable that we did. I should have bought it. Now again, you don't know,
right?
You know, I never thought, well, I'd never talk to him again. I'd never, but of all the things that we auctioned off that I didn't bid on, that's my biggest bonehead mistake that I wish I could do again.
Right.
The storage bunkers and all that kind of stuff, who knows? I don't know.
Okay. Any Michael Jordan stuff? Because that came out. That's new. Like, you see the documentary? You watched it yet?
Yeah. I've seen a little bit of it.
Okay.
The part where he went into the room. Did you hear about that? He knocked on the door, and they were calling it the Cocaine Circus, I guess.
Right. Yeah, he's a rookie.
And they yelled out, who is it? He goes, MJ. They're like, oh, it's the rookie. He's okay. And he walked in. He saw everything that was going on. He goes, I got to get out of here. I'm not a big Michael Jordan guy.
Greatest of all time, though?
I think that's easy to say.
Undisputed GOAT?
I don't know about undisputed because people dispute it. So, well, that's the undisputed. It's only undisputed if nobody disputes it. And right. Since people dispute LeBron, he's disputed. He's the disputed GOAT.
Right. What a mindset, though.
To get cut from his high school team.
Huh?
That's the best part of the whole Michael Jordan story.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I one of these like Showtime, they give you like free movies right now for the pandemic. They said that Kobe Bryant Muse 24, and it was like Kobe Bryant's story. And I didn't realize that the Black Mamba was like a mindset that he had to like use because he said that the basketball court used to be a sanctuary, and that's where he would go, and that's where he was adored and praised, and like he got all the cheers and applause. But when he went through that rape conviction. And it turned into like a hateful place where he could hear the hecklers, he could hear the comments, he could hear. And so he had to change like his mindset to like have this Black Mamba persona where it was just pure domination. Anyone that got in the way, he had to destroy them and at all costs. And then he was Kobe off the court. And that's what created the whole Mamba movement.
Not that you can have a favorite moment in a memorial. But when Shaq told the there is no I in team and what Kobe said to me was the funniest, greatest, sums the whole thing up.
I thought the best was like Michael Jordan crying at the thing and he's talking about how it might be the crying meme. Like, damn it, Kobe. Yeah. Got me crying up here in front of all these people.
Yeah. I mean, that was funny, but the whole thing about what he said about there's no I in team and there is an ME in that.
But in today's sports, can you really have that kind of dominant mindset anymore without people screaming foul and like intimidation or like.
Sure, because they're going to do it anyway.
But you can't have those kind of dominant people in the clubhouse anymore, right? Isn't there too many snowflakes and like people who are like sensitive and like politically correct?
You're talking about fan wise or you're talking about team wise?
Both.
Oh, I think you can definitely have a team wise.
Right.
Yeah, really? I think easily. You know, and again, I know we're going back in time, but that was Warren. Warren ran that ship.
Do you think Warren could dominate this group of young kids
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I think he could.
You think they wouldn't go to the press or HR and be like, hey, this guy's, intimidating me. He's bullying me.
I'm going to tell you why that wouldn't happen. Because you don't know where you'd find the body. Warren wouldn't put up with that. Warren wouldn't put up with that.
But it wouldn't be his choice because the system's changed. The political correctness has changed. It's not the same. Dominate That's winning true. At all costs.
We'll talk more about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.